Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another Wim Hof Wednesday, where I have one of my tribesmen who went through the master's modules with me in Poland in September 2021, sharing about vulnerability. Florian is coming live from Belgium, and he's actually from the management consulting industry, where he made his way to become a transformational coach and consultant. So he went from management to a deeper sense of coaching, and he loves helping individuals, teams, and leaders step into their power and lead from their heart with an aligned purpose. Today, he will be sharing vulnerability. And when I asked him, what makes you an expert? He said, that's exactly why I can't wait to share this, because I'm going to get vulnerable and share with people that I'm not an expert. But by being here sharing, that is, in my opinion, being an expert, because you're showing by doing. And this vulnerability of being scared to share and being afraid to being open is hard. But in my opinion, it's courageous and it makes you an expert because you're showing by doing. So if everyone can please unmute yourselves, because there's only one way to applaud, is by getting your right hand and your left hand, and give it up for Florian von Goethem. Thank you so much for being here, my brother. I'm so grateful.
Again, like an amazing intro, like always.
Thank you, my brother.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for being here. Yeah, so as you said, you know, like I feel like we often teach what we need the most, right? And I mean, that's exactly what also one topic for me, you know, because I'm going to talk also about different topics, but just like you said in the intro, is about vulnerability. You know, I feel like often I'm struggling with that, like myself, like to be completely open and vulnerable. And so like for me, it's always a way to embrace it. It's like, yeah, just to talk about it and to express it right now. But I will also go a little bit into details. So how I would like to do this. So I would like to keep it a little bit interactive. So I would like to start with a little exercise, and then I will afterwards, share a little bit about, yeah, what it means for me being vulnerable. Also talk a little bit about, a couple of vulnerable stories about me, and then afterwards, if you guys feel like, we can make it open, and then we can start to share, you know. So that's if that's okay for you guys. Cool. So let's maybe just start with a little exercise. So I will ask you to just close your eyes for a second. Just close your eyes and then just take a deep breath. Just try to come into the space and connect with yourself. And then try to think or feel about one thing that makes you feel uncomfortable when you would share it with a group here. What would it be? You know, there's certain things that we are maybe comfortable sharing with very close friends or close family members, but maybe in a different context, like here in this group, maybe there's certain things that you might feel uncomfortable to share. Just try to tune into that. And once you arrive in this space, or once you've identified this thing or this situation or whatever, this experience, then maybe try to feel why it makes you feel uncomfortable. Why does it make you feel uncomfortable to share it? And again, if you don't try to look too far with your mind, really try to take the first thing that comes up. You know, it doesn't often the first thing that comes up that maybe triggers something, or where you feel this emotion popping up, that's most of the time the right thing. And then as a third and last step, I would like to ask you to imagine what would happen if you would share it with others. What do you think would happen? Like how would you feel, or how what would you think? How would the other people react to that? Try to imagine that, tune into that sensation. Again, you can take a deep breath just to integrate and embody sensation. And then whenever you're ready, you can slowly open your eyes and come back here in the room. No need to share for now. Just keep it for yourself. No, maybe you need a little bit more time. If you already feel like, you can start to write in the chat, but otherwise we can also, we'll open the floor later for you guys to share as well, if you want, feel like. But let me just introduce a little bit, like, for myself, what it means, vulnerability. So the best part of being human is being able to connect, right, with other humans. That's what we, I guess, most of us agree. It's all about connection. But yet we see a lot of loneliness happening nowadays, more depressions, more broken relationships, more disconnection, especially. You know, I mean, we talked about this already, but, you know, we see this really happening today, and especially in the current situation, it's a big challenge. So the question is, like, what's really happening, right? Like I said, vulnerability is the driving force of connection. It's being brave, it's being tender, it's actually, without it, it's impossible to connect, right? But the problem is that it kind of turned into weakness. It's kind of like nowadays we feel like it's a weakness, like we need to be strong. We need to always, like, show that we are, like, undestroyable or whatever. Like, we can't we always need to be strong. It's also what kind of, like, it's requested from us, right? We need to perform. We need to be fast. We need to get food on the table or whatever. It's always like this. Okay, we need to perform and be there. So it's hard. It's hard sometimes, and it's also like some, maybe also it's because we got hurt in the past, or because we, I think it's also, you know, the reptilian brain that's activated because we need to, like, be part of the group, right? Otherwise we die, we starve, because we have to, like, work together as a group, right? So it's kind of like all this instincts and all this different layers of conditioning or fears or the things that are there makes it hard for us to go into this vulnerable space, right? So it's kind of interesting how at the same time we need this connection to survive, but at the same time we are afraid of rejection, right? So it's like, it's kind of like, sometimes I feel like it's a bit like paradoxical. Because we kind of, like, we want to connect, but at the same time we are afraid to show ourselves to be rejected. So and that's also something that I experience a lot. I have at times I feel like I'm really good with this, like I can do it, and at times I feel like, okay, I can't do it, and then I'm judging myself, like, why am I not being able to connect again? You know, like I thought I can do it, now I've been doing it, but always it's still coming back and happening, and so it's really an interesting force, actually. So it's really powerful how it's kind of like it's always present, this kind of like this not, yeah, kind of like a fear that of being rejected in a way, right? And also one thing is that, you know, vulnerability is key to connection because it's the courage to be open to other humans, right? It's like opening up. But also one thing is that, like I said, you know, we shut it down because we get hurt occasionally, and by shutting down, we're shutting down the risk of being vulnerable again. So basically we're shutting down also all possibilities. And that's something that, that kind of like blocks us in a way, right? Because we try to protect, but at the same time, then we lose opportunities to connect or to create maybe new new experiences for ourselves or for other people. And so for me, what I have is I feel sometimes like my really like my heart is getting closed and open. So it's really interesting how it's really from happening from the heart, actually. And like I said, you know, like this for me is this challenge. I feel like this challenge of being vulnerable, of showing my emotions or sharing things that I feel uncomfortable for me, is like at times really hard, because I'm afraid of getting hurt. So one of the things that so I kind of like I was thinking actually when I was preparing it, I was thinking, okay, what are the different situations that were really big in this, like what were really like the toughest things to share? And for me, and especially now in the context also of sharing as an instructor, so like I said, like we often share what we need, we often teach what we need the most. And for me, it's been, for example, like to share that I was a smoker, or even when I was already an instructor, or before that I was smoking. And then even when I was afraid to like show this in front of people, because I felt like, okay, like how can I teach breathwork and smoke, you know? So how this is like, this is not, this is like, no, I cannot show this, I need to hide this. And and also then to share it with so first thing was to hide it like physically, but then also afterwards to share it with people. And now I managed to like even talk about it openly when I do my classes. I just talk about it because I know there's people also, a lot of people who are maybe still smokers or people or whatever, you know, have other challenges. But and it's not like to judge, it's just to share, okay, like I share the challenge, that it's not like, okay, because I'm smoking, I cannot do this. But also I show them like how the breathwork helped me actually to stop, like how the mindset that helped me to stop to smoke, and also how the breathwork helped me to like recover my lungs faster. So just to talk about this was really hard for me in the beginning, because I said, no, I can't share this, you know, like it's just like ridiculous, like I'm teaching breathwork and smoking cigarettes, like so yeah, this was like a big big step for me, like to step into this vulnerability and share this with people and being okay with it. And I directly felt like how people are changing their reactions towards me, like, you know, I feel directly when my heart is closed and I'm not being vulnerable, I feel like there's always this kind of distance with the people in a way, and it's hard to connect. But as soon as I start to open up and talk about these things that are uncomfortable, it's just like, it's crazy. It's like in a matter of seconds, it's like it changes the whole energy between the group and me, or between sometimes one-on-one, so when I speak with a person. And it's really hard. It's like an icebreaker sometimes, but just like stop for a moment and then think, okay, what is it that blocks me right now, and what is it that it makes me feel strange, or what is it that I have that blocks me from being vulnerable, or what do I have a hard time sharing at the moment, and then just doing exactly that. And then it's like, you know, going into an ice bath, right? It's like in the beginning, it's like super painful. You're like, oh, what am I doing? But then afterwards, it's like, wow, so much release, and everything just smoothens down, and kind of like, it's like going into an ice bath. That was for me a big thing. And also, I still feel like in my relationship with my partners, it's also like often a challenge where I feel like, okay, wow, my heart is closed. Like I can't share my love for her at the moment, and that feels painful. Like and she also feels it, and then constantly like trying to see, okay, what is it that's blocking it now? Why am I not being able to be vulnerable in front of her right now? So that's also been something that has been really active recently, actually. And because there's sometimes things happening in life, and you know, we had like a lot of challenges coming up, and then we are kind of, we were both like protecting ourselves because there was just too many things happening, like on both ends, like everybody had their things, and family members, issues with family members, and people, somebody died in the family, so a lot of things happened, and then it's just like overwhelming, and then within the partner, it impacted our partnership in a way that we both like were, because we were already like kind of like struggling or being in pain, that we tried to avoid even more pain by just not, yeah, by closing, because in the partnership that's all about it, right? So then we are afraid of like being more or getting hurt or whatever, and then closing it down in a way. And so yeah, it's been a journey to really embrace it and to just go into that sensation and don't put it away, and connect, take time for myself to connect with it, but also talk about it with her. And yeah, it's a journey. So yeah, that has been for me like the let's say the most challenging situations to in regards to this topic. And so basically, like I said, you know, like the smoking as a breath worker, being vulnerable with my partner, and also being vulnerable as an instructor, like that's really something that tuning into that and working on that, it's just like such a game changer, and it's constantly challenging, but it's just changing a lot. So yeah, that's a little bit about what I want to share, and I'm also happy to, yeah, listen to your stories if you feel like sharing what has been up for you, maybe recently, or maybe something that came up during the first exercise. So
I would love to, first of all, thank you so much for sharing all of that. And I would love to hear what others would like to share. I feel that it's a great exercise. And you did a great job being vulnerable about smoking in front of us, because I didn't know you were smoking at the master's module. So that obviously means that you were afraid to share it. Or at least you did a good job of hiding, or at least I wasn't outside. And you not only are vulnerable by sharing it now, but you're also vulnerable by sharing with your group. And those are the two out of the three things that you conquered. And this is up to you. You don't have to share. What have you been doing to conquer opening up that heart and be vulnerable with your partner? And this is, again, this is a personal question, but it goes into your topic, and maybe it'll be a big help for the instructor who's too scared to share their story with their group, or maybe with their partner.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's different things. I mean, what helps me a lot is really just to take space for myself, going into meditation or doing some breath work, really trying to connect with my heart, to try to feel what's there at the moment, or go into, what helps me a lot as well is going into nature. Like I love to go into the woods and go for a run or a walk, or and just go completely out of the routine, you know, go out of the regular context, because that's also sometimes what blocks me, you know, because I'm just like in this constant regular functioning mode, and then I'm a lot in my mind, and I don't know what's going on, and then I'm just, it starts to stuck more and more, you know. And what helps me then is just to get out of it, you know, just put myself completely out of the regular context and the regular life, let's say, and then just try to forget everything, and then oftentimes it comes by itself, you know. Then yeah, it's like, oh wow, okay, that's what it is, okay, oh, that's happening. And then the next step would be then, of course, to talk, to find a time and nice space to talk, sit down together and talk about it and express what's happening and how I'm feeling, and also asking her how she's feeling and what's happening. And yeah, so that's...
Thank you for sharing that. I know, as being in a relationship for 8 years, that it's not easy to share that in front of other people. And I really appreciate you doing that. And again, it's just, I think it's like a muscle from the way you said it. The more that we go into the ice bath, the more that we can learn how to handle it. And there's a quote from Tim Ferriss I really love. And I don't know, I'm not sure if it's his quote, but difficult conversation now, easy life. Easy conversation now, difficult life. And I really feel that those difficult conversations, where they are painful, like the ice bath, are the parts of the points more so that we find growth and we can figure out what's the next move. Because you just use the word functioning, like we're functioning. You know, where we could function as an instructor all day. We have our script, we put people in ice, we go home and we make some money, right? Whatever. But if we do it with our hearts, be vulnerable, care about what other people are feeling, be there for them. And at the same time, we can still make it into a living, but not into a functioning, non-vulnerable moment. So I really appreciate that. I think a lot of instructors listening to this who are still trying to figure out how to open up their heart may take your tips, because I think those meditation or breath work or nature, writing it down and then facing it, I think that's the biggest part, right? Facing it. So thank you so much. Speaking of facing it, Florian, if you want to invite anyone in the room to share, I would.
Yeah,
please, if you'd like to facilitate that.
Yeah, sure. So who would like to, maybe who would like to share, or maybe you have something that came up, or I haven't seen the chat, so I don't know if maybe somebody wrote already something in the chat. No. Okay, that's the emails here. Yeah, so how was this exercise for you? Like, was it something that came up, or was it hard for you to tune into that? Something you would like to share?
I would like to share, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So for me, it was very easy to think of something that's difficult to share. And I really liked your questions, because first thing was, okay, I quickly got a situation, and then it was quite clear why I wouldn't want to share. And then thinking about, okay, but how would people react? Really changed the way I thought about it. And now I'm like, yeah, well, okay. It's like, I just share it. So, it's been more than 2 years that my father died, and, I'm still, it still bothers me, and I'm still busy with it, like nearly every day. And that's really, I didn't expect it to be so tough on me, and that it would be so hard. And yeah, I thought like, well, my why I wouldn't want to share it is because I expect of myself to be dealing with it much better, and I'm not. But just okay, I'm not, and knowing that I'm not makes it like easier than keeping myself under pressure that I should be able to deal with it. And so this really made it quite clear and easier.
Wow, amazing! Thank you for sharing that. Touches it. Yeah, it's so important to just embrace it, I think. And it also at the end, that's also helping us to transform, I guess, you know, by embracing it. It helped us to exactly what we feel we are afraid of, or what we feel like we are actually not being able to do it well enough in our perception. By embracing it and sharing it, maybe it can help us to, you know, to just transform it, maybe. And that's what I feel sometimes when I have this kind of situation. So thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Bernard and Flo, for facilitating this whole thing. I think, if you don't mind me sharing, just speaking it out to the world has such power. I mean, it goes back to what Pablo said before we started recording. The online sessions do have power if we allow for that space. And you sharing, Bernard, was I have to be honest, it was almost as if I was with you in on that couch. I think you're on a couch, you know, and I was there. And I really think that it has power when you just vocalize it, put it out there, and when another human being absorbs it in their mind. And yeah, there's this connection. Thank you so much for both of you for facilitating that. And I'll give back the mic to Florian.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Okay, somebody else who would like to share? I mean, you don't have to share the story or maybe the exactly what's happening, but maybe you can share how was the exercise for you? Like, was it something that is was, you know, just talk about the exercise itself without going into the content.
So I would like to share.
Okay, for cool. Me,
this exercise was extremely difficult because, yeah, I have problems being talking to a screen. It's difficult for me. And even closing my eyes, I thought, oh my God, I have to close my eyes in front of this screen. And it made me think of one of my clients who normally people lay down and you say, close your eyes and breathe. And she just couldn't, she had her eyes wide open. And then we talked and it was because she felt so unsafe. So I put her closer to me and okay, in the end she could close her eyes. But now because of this exercise, I can understand her better, how she felt. She must walk around in the world with this feeling that I have now for this minute sitting before the screen. So it's not an answer to your question maybe, but it was a very interesting exercise. Yeah.
No, this was a good, and this was a really nice answer. Like I'm happy that you shared that. And also like, because it's again like an experience, right? It was an experience for you, and also by you sharing it was an experience for us. So I guess we're all learning from that. So thank you a lot for sharing that.
And also just dealing with your own vulnerability makes you more open to the vulnerability of other people, even if it's not the same content, if it's not connected.
Absolutely. Yes.
100%.
But I would like to share, but maybe someone else wants to before I start blabbing off again. I would love to, there's no pressure, like Flo said, but before I share my thoughts, I'd love to hear yours if you can. Well, with that being said, Flo, I'm going to share mine. I was actually thinking, wow, I like this so much that I actually want to incorporate this in one of my events. So my mind did go there, to be honest with you, for a second. But when I thought about something that would be hard to share, I'm even hesitant to share now because I can feel like, hey, don't share that. People are going to think this way of you. But like Bernard said, the people in this room who I already have a connection with, a common thread, and also people who I physically know, they don't judge me in that way, at least I hope. So for me, about 8 years ago, for 10 years of my life, so from 19 to 33, I would be extremely, and it's going to sound exaggerating, but almost psychotically jealous when it comes to the women in my life. So I would track them down on GPS. I would follow who they were with. I would do insane things. I would find out bus schedules to see if they were lying, to the point where it was beyond unhealthy. And it wasn't just a passionate Italian guy who was jealous, like, where were you? I love you so much. It was so sick that it hurt me and it hurt the relationships. And every relationship died out, except for the woman I'm with now who said, you need help. And then I got help. And then I realized that this insecurity had to be tamed. Ooh, that felt good sharing.
Wow, great, man. Yeah. Good job.
But what I love about your exercise is that I know that Bernard's face would have been open. And I don't know Annie, but I know that she's here for a reason. And I know that she would have supported me. And I think that having that atmosphere, that environment, which we as instructors, we do for our group, we can allow for that. We can facilitate that. So that really was a great exercise for me. And to the point where I was like, oh, I don't want to open my eyes because that means eventually I have to share this. But only in the moments that I feel a little pain do I notice that I'm really growing. So we all are growing, right? We're all learning how to use a new gadget and we're having a little bit of neuron connection. But when I'm feeling pain, even with setting up this light in front of me, by the way, like Pablo now empathizes with me, it's annoying and you learn and you get to deal with the brightness, but only in this pain did I grow. And only in this pain of sharing my psychotic jealousy that I put many women through horror stories, including my wife, not anymore, but I realized that I am not alone. And two, there's a way out. And yeah, thank you so much for letting me share.
Well, thank you for sharing. Nice, nice. Anyone else who wants to share? Wow. Well, I'm really impressed, like, honestly, like how everybody is opening up and sharing. Like, to be honest, this was also something I was hesitant if I would do this exercise because I thought, oh, maybe it's too much or maybe like people are gonna don't want to do that or... But I'm happy. This was like it felt really good for me because it's also something that I really needed to go into to open my heart again and to be vulnerable. So I was really happy to talk about this and share about this. And because like I said, I'm still maybe a little bit in the situation where I'm having a hard time. I'm also grateful for every one of you who is there and. Like we are kind of each holding the space for everyone. And it's just amazing. So thank you.
And Florida, I mean, if you think about it, standing in front of a group of people, whether it's 500 or 4 people at our events, that's being vulnerable already. And then stepping into another level of vulnerability by sharing our Wim Hof story. I mean, I'm sure that we all have heard different stories, but I've heard some that were very... In the sense we were powerful, but their story would come from a place of sadness where they didn't want to live anymore. And the Wim Hof method gave them that route out. And sharing that story is already vulnerable. And then on top of that, trying to crack people's shells to be vulnerable. My question to you, during a 4-hour event where we don't know many people, and I'm saying this for our new instructors and also for our veteran instructors listening, do you think that opening up this vulnerable space for a 4-hour event is a good move or depends on the group? Or what would you say? What would you say to someone who's like, should I try to make this as vulnerable as it can be? Or what would you say to an instructor?
I think it's also important, as Pavla mentioned, like to have boundaries, right? Like I think we need to find the right balance between seeing where our boundaries are, but also opening up enough. So basically connecting with the heart and maybe creating like a space where everybody feels safe and comfortable and can open up, right? But without maybe going too deep where it starts to become like, how can I say that? Kind of like we are like in a heavy like therapeutic whatever setup, right? So where everybody starts to like just like either feel uncomfortable or like starts maybe to go super deep and starts to cry and get like a shutdown. So I think that that's also I think important when we do these workshops to kind of keep a certain framework, you know, to because we are not like doing a therapy per se, right? We are doing a workshop, so that's a big difference. Unless you want to do a therapeutic session, that's something else. But I guess in this framework of doing a Wim Hof workshop, we need to kind of find a balance, right? So otherwise, it might turn into like into like something that might get uncomfortable, right, for either the facilitator or even the group. So I think that's also important to really tune into what feels right and how far can we go.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I did write something in the chat because I didn't want to forget this, but I was listening, I promise. There's an example that I was thinking of where we write down our own notes for ourselves, because that is about, that's where the boundaries come. And anyone can chime in. I would love to hear your thoughts. So we just had this 5 rounds of deep feeling. And like you just said, boundaries are there. Like, well, I'm not ready to share this with anyone, but you can write it down with yourself and then you fold it. So all right, write that down, fold it. I invite you to find a partner and then just share how the experience was, whether you were cold or hot or emotional or don't want to share anything and just smile. And then at the end of that, we ask them, share one word about the experience. So someone can say, I was cold or emotional or nothing, whatever they feel. But what would you guys suggest or feel, think about this idea? This is just me brainstorming and sharing and hoping that this can inspire someone else out there listening. So chime in with your thoughts if you think this is too much or, yeah. I would love to hear you, Flo, as well. I would love to know your thoughts.
No, I think it's fine, right? Because you're always giving the option, right? Like nobody is like whatever, like forced to do it anyways. And it's also, you keep it in a way, as I understand, you keep it kind of like short. So it's just like, so it's, but at the same time, it's short, but deep, you know? So I guess It keeps it again, like I said, it keeps it in this certain, in this framework. So for me, it sounds like nice, really nice exercise, actually.
Can you guys see any holes behind this? Like, is it going to take up too much time, or are people are not interested? What are your ideas? Because this does focus on the vulnerability part. This is where I think for me, where the most vulnerability comes is after the breathing, at least from Francesco's mind. But yeah, I would love to hear your thoughts. I think Bernard was ready to speak.
Yeah, thanks. I think it's a great idea because in this state after the breathing, it's many times it's quite emotional and intense, and it's very easy to get like carried away in these emotions. And if you ask the people to share it or to write it down, it gets much more concrete. And I think it even deepens the experience if you have to kind of put it into words.
Okay.
But still, I would try to find a way that people are not forced to share and that it's okay if they don't want to share. It's just like go together in couples and then talk or don't talk would put too much pressure on them. Maybe finding a different way of how they can... how they're free to decide if they want to share or not. Because I think the most important part is the writing it down and just putting it into words.
Wow, thank you. I think, and Pavla just mentioned that it's some people want to go there just to have a fun day. And she wrote, maybe it's because of the group size, whether it's 4, but I definitely can see that. Also, if you know the group or if you've been a Wim Hof instructor for a practitioner for a long time, maybe you're ready to get vulnerable because you've been doing it for 2 years by yourself. But I really like that because sometimes you have an intention, but it's not really lining up with the group's energy. So if they're there to have fun and you're there to say, well, I'm cracking you open, then I think there's going to be a clash, I think. And I really appreciate that. Yeah.
One more thing I'd like to add. I think that being vulnerable as an instructor already doesn't start with the workshop. It starts much earlier. I think if you're advertising your workshops, if people talk about your workshops, it's already the level or the way how you present yourself and how much you share of yourself that already attracts the people that can deal with the level of vulnerability that you agree to have and to share. So I think it's not just how am I in the workshop, but how am I in general?
True, true. Thank you so much. How about you, Anemi or Christian or Odin, Pavla? Pavla, you shared your thoughts. I really loved it. And yeah, if you guys want to share what your thoughts about getting people to that vulnerable state, if it's something that we should be doing, or not that we should or shouldn't be, but what is our focus, or what is a good way to handle it?
I think it just depends on the group. I work with small groups too, mostly. And mostly they do start sharing because, well, they're just other persons. And I think the idea of the putting some notes on a paper would be great if you see that they want to share, but they're a bit afraid to, then it would be a good idea. But if you see that it happens naturally, then, well, okay, then just let it flow.
Yeah.
So it's a good idea. It's another technique maybe, but I wouldn't do it. I just keep it in mind for a.
Yeah.
Could be a good tool. Yeah.
It's just some brainstorming. Yeah. Matt that was in here, he's not in the group, in the class right now. I mean the session anymore. But what he does is he has paper and he has color pencils, and then he says, now I'd like for you to just go into your own world and draw or write or do what you feel with these color pencils. And one person who was colorblind wrote down the word purple in the color purple because he has never seen the color purple. So he had a really powerful moment, you know, where he could see the color purple. I wish he was here to share the story because I think it was really powerful coming from the instructor himself. But that was just another technique on the power of the breath that could lead to vulnerability. But yeah, thank you so much, Flo. I mean, we have reached our time. I didn't realize how quick this went with this interactive moment of sharing and making, yeah, one of my favorite parts of the Wim Hof method. But Flo, you have shared with us three vulnerable experiences. You listened to us and you also given a lot of us tips on not forgetting the how important it is to go into that zone. And everyone in the group here came today, and everyone listening, thank you so much. I'm feeling vulnerable and happy. I feel lighter actually telling you that I was a psychotic, jealous guy. Hey, thank God I'm out of the market. Thank God I'm fixed. But the point I'm trying to make is I really, really appreciate you all being here. And Flo, you spent a lot of time to prepare for this, and you also, yeah, you opened up your heart. And leading by example, I think, to me, is the most important thing to do in life. So you weren't just talking about it, you're doing it. And I'm sure you're going to do it today or tomorrow or in the next few days that come, whether your partner or with anyone else out there and anyone else listening. If we can do it, you can do it too. So everyone, if you don't mind unmuting yourselves and doing what I always like to say, get your right hand and your left hand, and then bang them together for Florian, who shared his heart and his inspiration and his wisdom.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you, Francesco. Thank you,
man. Let me do the emoji. Seriously, thank you so much. And everyone thank being here. Because if it wasn't for you all being here, then this would have been just a one-on-one podcast and not an interactive moment. And let's keep this going. Let's keep the flow. Next week, we have a surprise guest with a surprise topic I'm going to share with you in the next 2 days. And you can find it on the Facebook group, or you can send your email to me so I can collect all the emails that we can have a newsletter and keep you posted on, for example, Bart Prong coming in 2 weeks and Leonardo, who is a veteran instructor himself, and have all the people share their wisdom and their superpowers. So if you're interested in becoming and Wim Hof Wednesday presenter, you can say, then just contact me and please do not hesitate to just join and share your superpower and get vulnerable. With that being said, thank you so much, Bernard, Pavla, Christian, Odin, Animi, and most of all, Florian. And have yourself an awesome night.
Yes. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Francesco. Have a good night, guys.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Ciao, ciao.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Francesco.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.